Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Viilas Transcore's H2 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital PCG. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during this conference, please signal for an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone telephone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sri Surya K. from PhillipCapital PCG desk. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Surya.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. We are pleased to have with us today the management of Viilas Transcore Limited, Mr. Nilesh Patil, Chairman and Managing Director of the company. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some of the statements made during this call may be forward-looking in nature. These are based on the company's current beliefs, assumptions, and expectations. They are not guarantees of future performance and involve certain risks and uncertainties. The company does not undertake any obligation to update these forward-looking statements to reflect any future events or developments. Over to you, Mr. Nilesh.
Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to all of you joining us today. Thank you for taking the time to be a part of our call.
This call will be recorded.
And for your continued support.
This call will be recorded.
Covered Viilas Transcore. I would also like to thank PhillipCapital PCG and Sri Surya for hosting this call.
This call will be recorded.
Today, we will discuss our operational and financial performance for H2 and full year financial year 26. Before moving to the numbers, I would like to briefly talk about our journey, our business, and the opportunities we see ahead. Viilas Transcore started its journey in 1996 with a simple vision to deliver high-quality transformer components with a consistency, precision, and long-term reliability. What began as a modest setup has today evolved into a trusted and publicly listed company with three advanced manufacturing facilities in Vadodara, Gujarat, spread across more than 5 lakh sq ft. For nearly three decades, we have remained closely connected to India's power infrastructure growth story. As the country expanded its transmission and distribution network, renewable energy capacity, railway electrification, industrial infrastructure, and grid modernization, we continuously strengthened our manufacturing capabilities to support this growing demand. Today, Viilas Transcore has built up a strong presence across CRGO, lamination, nanocrystalline cores, transformer radiator, and now copper conductors as well. Step by step, we are evolving from a component supplier into a more integrated transformer value chain partner. One thing we have always believed is that in this industry, trust is built over years through quality, consistency, and execution. Our focus has never been only on short-term growth. Instead, we have focused on building strong manufacturing systems, long-standing customer relationships, and scalable operational capabilities. I'm proud to share that today we are a trusted supplier to several leading transformer and electrical equipment companies across India and overseas. Our marquee customer base includes companies such as Voltas, Atlanta Electrical, Electrotherm, Mitsui Industries, Kirloskar, Filter Technologies, and many other reputed players in the power equipment industry. One of the biggest milestones for us during financial year 26 was the successful ramp-up of our new Unit 3 facility. With this expansion, our CRGO lamination capacity increased from 12,000 metric tons per annum to 36,000 metric tons per annum, representing a 3x capacity expansion and significantly strengthening our ability to cater to rising industry demand. Along with this, we also added a new value-added product categories, including nanocrystalline cores with an installed capacity of 240 metric tons per annum and transformer radiators with a capacity of 7,200 metric tons per annum, while commercial sales have also recently commenced. Further, to capitalize on growing opportunities in the power and energy sector, we are expanding into copper conductors with an installed phase one capacity of around 1,500-1,800 metric tons per annum and an estimated project cost of approximately 25-30 crore. The product portfolio under this segment will initially include copper paper-insulated conductors, PTC conductors, and paper-insulated aluminum conductors, which are widely used in transformers and other critical power equipment applications, with plans to later add copper busbar and strips as well. Specialized and customized machinery for the new facility has arrived already. While installation and erection activities are currently underway, trial production is expected by the end of September 2026, with revenue contribution likely from H2 financial year 27 onward. This expansion further strengthens our strategy of increasing value addition and becoming a more integrated solutions provider within the transformer and power equipment ecosystem. In line with our strategy to expand across high-value and technological-driven transformer equipment segment, Vilas Transport along with its promoter have announced that we will incorporate a new entity for manufacturing high-voltage bushing ranging from 12 kV to 400 kV. Vilas Transport will initially hold a 25% equity stake in the venture, marking our entry into a high entry barrier and specialized segment with a strong long-term potential. The initial phase will focus on R&D and product development, followed by phased commercialization over the next year. Overall, this expansion marks an important step in our journey towards becoming a more integrated transformer component and value chain partner for the power equipment industry. Now, before I discuss what lies ahead and how we plan to take the business forward, let me quick walk you through our performance during financial year 26. Please note that pursuant to adoption of Ind AS from financial year 26, the comparative financial numbers for previous periods have been appropriately restated. Financial year 26 was an important year for Vilas Transport as we successfully executed a major expansion phase while continuing to deliver healthy business growth. During the year, we achieved around 64% year-on-year volume growth, which was precisely in line with our target. The performance was driven by strong demand from the transformer and power equipment industries, better capacity utilization and contribution from the newly added capacity across our CRGO and nanocrystalline core business. At the same time, the revenue grew by around 30%. The difference between our volume growth and revenue growth was primarily due to sharp correction in CRGO steel price during the year. While volumes increased significantly, lower CRGO prices impacted the realization across the industry. On the profitability front, margins during financial year 26 were temporarily impacted due to the ramp-up of our new Unit 3 facility. As a part of this expansion, we incurred initial operating and establishment costs related to manpower, utilities, maintenance, and overall operational readiness, while utilization levels are still gradually scaling up. At the same time, the sharp decline in CRGO steel price also created temporary pricing pressure across the industry. However, despite these challenges, we were able to maintain operational stability through disciplined execution, efficient inventory management, and strong operational control, which helped us limit the overall impact on profitability. The overall EBITDA margin remained at 11.17% versus 12.68% last year, indicating a drop of just 1.5%, and PAT margin remained at 8.6% versus 9.8% last year, indicating a drop of just 1%. We continue to witness noticeable volatility in CRGO prices, which is largely influenced by movement in global steel markets and fluctuation in logistic costs. During the recent geopolitical and war-related disruptions, the industry also experienced a temporary shortage of transformer oil, which impacted production schedules for several transformer manufacturers. However, this situation has now largely normalized, and we are seeing healthier demand and order environment gradually returning. At the same time, the entry of Chinese mills into the Indian market has brought a structural shift into the CRGO supply landscape. On one hand, this has improved product availability and reduced dependency on import from other regions. On the other hand, it has also increased price competition in the market, creating some pressure on industry margins. Over the past few months, CRGO prices have corrected by nearly 15 to 20% from their earlier peak levels due to the increased supply and broader market adjustment. Despite this volatile environment, we have remained focused on disciplined inventory management, operational efficiency, and maintaining strong customer relationships, which helps us manage the impact in a relatively stable manner. Importantly, even while undertaking significant expansion and capacity additions, we continue to maintain a healthy and conservative balance sheet position, and the company remains net debt-free. Now, before we move to a question and answer session, let me briefly lay out the next phase of growth and the key priorities ahead for Vilas Transport. Our future growth strategy is built around three key pillars. First is capacity utilization. Over the last 1 year, we have significantly expanded our manufacturing base from 12,000 metric ton per annum to 36,000 metric ton per annum to our Unit 3 facility. This expansion removes earlier capacity constraint and positioning us strongly to cater to rising demand coming from the transformer and power equipment sector. Going forward, we are targeting around 45% to 50% growth in CRGO lamination volume as utilization level improve further across the expanded capacity. The revenue will also increase by around 30 to 40% based on CRGO price. EBITDA and PAT margins are expected to remain at present levels with the improve rather than downfall. Second is expanding our product portfolio and increasing value addition along with CRGO products. We have added nanocrystalline cores with a capacity of 240 metric ton per annum and transformer radiators with a capacity of 7,200 metric ton per annum. While commercial sales has recently commenced, we are targeting higher utilization levels during the current year as customer acceptance and order flow continue to improve. Further, we are also entering into the copper conductor segment with a phase one capacity around 1500 to 1800 metric ton per annum. Our objective is to gradually evolve from component supplier to a more integrated transformer value chain, partners and increase wallet share with the existing customers. Third, expanding our customer base and market reach while we continue to deepen relationship with existing market customer, we are also actively pursuing new transformer OEMs, EPC contractor and export opportunity across Gulf countries, Europe and Canada. As the industries continue to expand globally, we believe our wider product portfolio and enhanced manufacturing capability will help us strengthen our positioning further. Overall, with expanding capacities, increased value addition and strong product portfolio and growing customer opportunities, we believe Vilas Transport is well positioned for the next phase of sustainable and profitable growth. With that, I conclude my opening remarks. Thank you once again for your continued support and confidence in Vilas Transport. I would now like to hand over the call to the moderator to open floor for the question and answer session, where nanocrystalline core and radiator, our other director, Ms. Natasha Patel, will address the questions, and for lamination and other products, I will address the questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on the touchtone telephones. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may enter star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Hardik Gandhi from HPMG Shares and Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So congratulations on a good set of top line. One of the key surprises for the industry committee was the bottom line. If you can explain on at least the gross margin, why were they impacted? I can understand the fixed costs from new plant were not absorbed, but on the gross margin level, we had a correction.
Sir, so as per our policy, whatever the stocks we are keeping, the sharp declining in the price of the CRGO did not impact us like exactly because a strategical purchase and everything was there. But few of the materials which we have to bought from the India, and that was the obligation because in India, the two mills which are NLMK and TKS, they were having a very less capacity and they did not reduce their prices in current scenario. The whatever the import we got, we had adjusted all our prices as per the market in India. But the local vendors, they did not reduce their prices up to the extent of the market finished product in India. These two mills, we have to keep continue relationship with them and we have to buy limited quantity from them. So this quantity has affected and like we always say that we have few customers having a, what you say, quarterly contract where we are getting an advantage when the price has gone down because our prices is fixed as in cents. But around 30-40% we get material orders on day-to-day basis, in which we have to pass on bit of the market situation to them and we have to reduce the price. So in this second half, we have faced such kind of few problems which has impacted on our gross margin around 1.8 to 2%.
Right. So if
whereas
you can
market has dropped to 20%.
Correct. Correct. So if you can share how much are we buying from these Indian mills and second, if you can explain on the earlier point which you mentioned that Chinese mills have entered Indian markets from like have they put up local plants and you know do you see further pressure on CRGO prices as well as earlier point which we raised on the anti-dumping duty on CRGO prices, if you can explain on these points that would be helpful.
So none of the Chinese mills have that local pressure. We have the input from the China only. There are only two mills has got the BIS approval. Their BIS approval was open for 1 year in last June. So this June 1 mills BIS is going to be finished. And July, there's one more mill whose BIS is going to be finished. It may be renewed, but we don't know exactly at present will it be renewed or not. But if it won't be renewed, the price will shoot up again. And if it will be renewed, the price will remain same. About anti-dumping duty, we have got the news that now government wants to reduce the dependency on import, and they are working on this safeguard duty or anti-dumping duty. So that we will come to know when the exact news will come. But whatever internal talk and the mails from the details we are getting from the mail, it seems that it will come.
Great. So, and how much did we buy from the local mills versus versus Chinese mills, and what was the price differential?
We usually buy 25% from the local mills.
Okay. And what's the price differential between local and Chinese mill post any duty charges or anything?
Always it is somewhere around 5%.
Okay, 5%. Okay. I'll join back in the queue for further questions. All the best, sir.
Thank you very much. Participants, as a request, please limit your questions to 2 questions per participant so that all the participants can address their questions. The next question is from the line of Aman V from Wealth Trust Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So I've got 2 questions, and the one major thing that I can see is on your working capital side. So that number has been going up, you know, year over year. And so have our receivables also increased. So I understand, you know, there is a bit of uncertainty in the market. But where do you see this number settling for you?
So receivables will increase as we increase our turnover. Receivable will definitely increase because our cycle is a 60 days credit. If we sell 30 crores a month, our outstanding remains 66, around 60 crores. In this financial year, we have increased our sales by 130 crores. So definitely around 15 to 20 crore receivable will increase.
So overall on a working capital day cycle will be close to 95 to 100 days.
Thank you. Yes. Then. Yes.
Okay. And my next question is around your copper conductor business that you are spending some money on. So what is the revenue potential from that plant at full utilization?
Sir, we installed capacity is around 300 metric ton per month, so say 36,000
yeah.
metric ton per annum, and average if we count 1,000 rupees the cost value, it will be 360 crores installed capacity. First year we are thinking, our plan is that we will be starting our trial production in September and commercial sales from October, and if we can do around 1,000 metric ton in that this month, this particular year, we will get 100 crores out of it. That's what is our target. With present price, it becomes somewhere around 135 to 140 crores. But see, copper is volatile, so we never know.
Yeah.
So we assume that we will get 110 or 20 crores revenue from this financial year.
Okay. And are we a niche player in this segment by any chance? Because from what I understand, CRGO, we are definitely a niche player. But considering you're also going into this adjacent business segment, so I wanted to know your thoughts as to, you know, do we have any competitive advantage over here, over our peers?
So
Sir, this is the beginning of our new product. So competitive advantage will come as and when we grow into that particular product. But initial stage, we don't see any competitive advantage. The only advantage we will get is that the customers, what we are catering to the CRGO and radiator, the same customer will buy this particular product from us. As far as competitive advantage is there, once we reach to a certain volume, definitely we will on competitive advantage because the premium on the copper gets reduced as the quantity increases. The profitability is always increasing when the quantum of consumption in copper increases.
Okay. Okay. Noted. Noted. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krupa Desai from Electrum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, yeah. Ma'am. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my first question was how much revenue this year came from the radiator business?
Ma'am, radiator business commercial production has been started in it. So the revenue will start from this year. Last year,
okay.
We had submitted the sample to lots of customers. They have evaluated it and our sales has been started from the April 2026.
Okay, and so this year, do you think we will fully utilize the 7,200 metric ton capacity of radiator?
No, ma'am. Radiator is not something that we will be able to utilize 100% capacity because it's lots of laborious work and labor has to settle slowly. So we are targeting somewhere around 20 to 25% utilization in this year.
Okay, and how much revenue will come from that?
Somewhere around 25 crores.
Okay. And I believe the margins there are like 18 to 20%, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so this CRGO pricing will continue to be lumpy. So is there any way that we can hedge ourselves against that?
No, ma'am. The CRGO price cannot be hedged. It's not listed anywhere or it can be hedged by procurement or like that only.
I see in the presentation, like you said in the initial commentary also that you will be able to maintain the EBITDA and PAT margin. So is the guidance between like EBITDA margin between 10 to 11% or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay. So for the next year, you believe you will maintain 10, 11% EBITDA margins?
Yeah, that will be minimum. We can improve this by the next financial year. Because now CRGO prices is getting improved slowly.
Okay. And so how much capex did we have done in this year and how much we are planning to do in FY27?
In current year, we have done 660 crores and in next coming financial year, somewhere around 30 to 40 crores.
Okay. Okay, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kushal Shah from Nexus Equity. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Sir, excellent business performance during this uncertain time. So, sir, my question is on again on the bottom line, the profitability side. So, sir, during H1 result and also during your recent update in February on your recent press release, you mentioned that the margin were maintained at around 11 to 14%. So just wanted to understand that in Q4, which is from January to March, has the margin, the margin have witnessed significant deterioration or how is it?
Sir, because the margin, the price fall made sharp drop in somewhere around quarter four.
Okay. Okay. So so the margin were deteriorated in quarter four only. So it went to something around 6 to 7%, right? Because if I remember till 9 months, I think the margin were somewhere around 11 to 12% as per your press release. So in Q4 only I think the deterioration must have come. and that must be around 6-7%, right?
So in Q4, 11-12% was the EBITDA, right?
Q4, 11-12%.
Yeah. No, no. When you say quarter, 1 minute. So, like in Q3, whatever the update we have given, we said stable margins with that. So, see, in a volatile situation where your entire raw material prices have dropped to 20-25%,
right?
Time you hit with a 1-2% EBITDA, you cannot 100% manage the price drop. 1-2% here, but that is what has been happening. Q4, big four, but Q3 was that, but it was.
Okay. Perfect, sir. And, sir, also, my second question is on the capacity side. So, what will be the capacity utilization, you know, from the new plant? So, put together old and new. So, what is the current monthly run rate? And what was the run rate in FY26?
So, we are planning to scatter around 30,000 metric tons in this coming running year. So that 8,000 metric ton has to come from the plant too. What happens sometime, few customers has approved plant one. So they give us the order. We have to take on the plant one. We have to process from plant two and need to build from the plant one because they open up LC and everything for the plant one. So there are lots of customers with whom our approach is going on to incorporate plant two as an in their customer database. So that approval process and everything is going on. But if they give us the order on the plant one, we take the order, we process from plant two and invoice from the plant one.
Okay. So 30,000 we are targeting for FY27. So, yes. But in FY26, we were around 20,000. I mean, that was the target for
19,500 metric ton was there.
Okay. And sir, just one connected question. So during H1, I think, you know, I mean, we commissioned our plant in somewhere around July. So you just mentioned that, you know, due to fixed cost and other overheads, the operative overhead, the margins were impacted in H2. But in H1 also, I think the operations were commenced and the ramp up has happened from H1 to H2. So how, I mean, the cost has affected the margin? So I'm not able to understand that point.
Sir, the power, full power came in H2. So, whatever the power we have taken is for radiator and for the copper. So, minimum, our power minimum charges is around 12 lakh rupees, which has incurred in last month. Second, entire copper team, around 13 people, all managerial level, has been appointed since December. Because, and the radiator entire unit was appointed since December and November. So all these copper and radiator cells did not started, and their majority team is there in place because we started making radiators from the December onwards, making the radiator, giving the sample, getting the type plate, and all this process was going on. So like if you start factory today, you cannot just look manpower from today. You have to have the higher manpower and all those security charges. Even right now we are spending around 5-6 lakh rupees security charges from our unit 3. So all these charges, it will be compensated when entire setup will be started more than 50-60%.
Oh, okay. Perfect, sir. Perfect. Thank you, sir. I will join back in queue.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prolin Nandu from Edelweiss Public Alternatives. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good morning, Ilesh bhai. Just this question again on margins, right? In the past, right, since you have been listed and we are tracking you, you have managed the CRGO volatility very well, right? Much better than some of our peers. Has something changed in Q4 for the margins to drop as much as they have? And then in the same light, sir, the 14% margins that we used to earn, let's say, in FY25, right, and maybe even for quarter one or some part of FY26 as well, are those margins now things of the past and we should probably look at a more normalized 10-11% margin. So, you know, has anything changed where in the past what we have realized is that the volatility in CRGO prices did not affect us as much as it has in Q4? So is my understanding correct? And, you know, what one should think about the normalized margin, right? That 14% was too high an exemption, and, you know, those are more like, you know, in 3-year cycle, you might earn those kind of margin in 1 year out of 3 years. Just some comment on CRGO volatility and margins.
Sir, if you recall my all the comments, lots of people ask me this question. That like 14% margin EBITDA, all those things retain or not. I always say this kind of situation comes once in a 4 years or once in a 3 years. But what normal margin when for the interest going normal or normal?
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. Your voice is breaking up in between.
Yeah. So if you recall my all the calls during the 2 years, lots of people ask me that this 14% margin is constant, it remains same, or it will be volatile. Then I say, these kind of margins are always there when there is a shortage of CRGO or when there is a very, very high demand and shortage is not there. Prices shoot up and we get such kind of benefits. But in normal criteria, I always said, if you recall my all the commentaries, that the minimum to minimum margin PAT we have given 7%. In last 25 to 30 years, and we have never gone below 7%. So when there is an average running or when there is a decline in CRGO prices and all those things, our EBITDA runs somewhere around 11-12% and net margin runs around 7-8% PAT margin. So this year it was in declining. Now it's even if it is a stable, we could have been improved it better, but it declined. And in second half, it declined a bit higher. And first half, we were having a good stock. We managed everything. Second half, we were buying from the local vendor. And the second part is that the local mills did not reduce their prices. And we are in compulsion to buy from them because we wanted to continue. Because if in next 2 months, if China gets closed, the price will again shoot up and we need to go to the local mills to buy the material. So such kind of strategical calls we have to take. Otherwise, we could have been not bought 25% material from the local mill, and we must have been bought from the 100% material from China. This could have not happened. But strategical call has to be taken, and we have taken that strategical call, which has impacted not this 100%, but 50% of that has due to that.
No, thank you so much.
This coming year, we are definitely seeing that the margins will improve. Because now there is no scope that the CRGO price will decline.
Okay, but the rise has not yet started, right? Which you would have, I think in February you had...
5% market has improved, and it has improved since the war has begun. April month, okay. The 5% market has been improved. The only thing is that the demand in April month was very slow because lots of transformer manufacturers stopped their manufacturing because of the crude price, oil price has been sharpened to double. So lots of people postponed their few orders and everything. But the price has improved, that is for sure.
Understood. And my second question is on your press release, right, where you have started a new company for bushings, right? Now, again, in the past, you know, you have said that you want to enter only, you know, niche categories. It's not very crowded. Maybe I remember myself asking you about bushings, but again, I'm not sure what was your answer then, but has anything in the market changed, and why just 25%, right? I mean, are you expecting some global collaboration, which I've already mentioned in the press release there? So two questions. Bushings, has the market changed, which has made you interested in this sub-segment? And secondly, why the listed entity only has, you know, 25% stake? Those are my two questions on the bushing part.
So, sir, bushing strategically is like a R&D project. We are setting up the R&D center and product development center first. Like if I'll do that in Vilas Transport, lots of new products will enter into the Vilas Transport, which will impact on the balance sheet for the 1 or 2 years. first thing. Second thing, it's a development process, and it will take time to launch the product, say 1 year, 1.5 years. Third thing is, why it is a separate entity, because it's a highly technical item. We will in future, right now we are discussing with two or three companies for the joint venture or technology transfer. So if such kind of things takes place, it's very difficult that the one product of the company will have a joint venture with another company or like that. So we are starting up the new venture. Having 25% of the Vilas Transco, we are not keeping separate, Vilas Transco as a total separate. And we are exploring opportunities for the technical collaboration, which can help us to cater into the Indian market as well as go to the global market. And that's why we are doing it separately.
Okay. Thank you so much, Nirpal. All the very best.
Thank you.
Participants, as a request, please limit your questions to only two questions per participant. We have several participants awaiting their turn. The next question is from the line of Mehul Panjwani from 40 Cents. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, abhi jo bhi challenges humne face kiye hain last quarter mein, aur abhi jo bhi expansion humne kiya hai, to क्या हमारा रेवेन्यू डबल होगा FY 2027 का FY 2026 में?
सर वी आर सी कैपेसिटी वी हैव डबल्ड बट मैन पावर कस्टमर प्रोडक्ट सेटिंग अप ऑल दोस थिंग्स स्लोली स्लोली टेक्स प्लेस सो वी आर नॉट टारगेटिंग डबल अप फ्रॉम हियर वी आर टारगेटिंग अराउंड 45-50% ग्रोथ फ्रॉम हियर
ओके और सर एंड व्हाट अबाउट what about the margins? I mean, are we expecting if the situation in the West Asia settles down, then we will get back to normal margins, or even without the crisis settled?
Sir, definitely, if the market remains stable, margins will be. We will reinstate the margin what we were having earlier in first half.
Sir, when you say market means, are you talking about the transformer market or can you please elaborate a little bit?
I say market means CRGO pricing. Transformer
CRGO
market demand is there. The question is the CRGO market, CRGO pricing.
So, sir, what are the variables will drive the CRGO pricing?
Sir, too many inflow when Chinese mill gets open. Too much of material inflow takes place, and that's why the prices slowly gets corrected, and sometimes it sharps depend like 5-10 rupees, so that kind of things can impact to the market.
Okay, and sir, with the anti-dumping duty, if it gets passed, what you have just mentioned, then are we expecting CRGO prices to remain stable?
If anti-dumping duty will be there, then CRGO price will increase, not be remain stable. It will be increased by 25-30 rupees.
Okay, that's great. And so you are not expecting CRGO prices to be as bad as Q4 at all?
No.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much and wish you the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Bhagwati from Alpha Plus Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. So my question pertains to, again, our new entity that we just talked about. So first of all, I want to understand what sort of total capex, is planned for this venture and what sort of bushings are we focusing on? Is it OIPs, RIPs or both?
So first phase, we are developing OIP bushing, and for that we are doing a capex of 10 crore rupees. We are allocating one ready-made building having with our transformer company, which was ideal. So we are renting it out, and we are putting up the R&D center with the test labs and everything. And we are developing OIP bushing up to 145 kV in this financial year. Parallelly, RIS bushing trial we will take, and RIP bushing we are discussing for the technology and everything to some of the big companies. Once that will take place, we will come up with the bigger expansion in future, say maybe next financial year. So at that time, we will think how to scale up this company, if we will get an, what you say, technical collaboration or a joint venture from another bushing company across the world and anywhere in which we are discussing. So according to that, we will plan future expansion and everything in next financial year. In this financial year, we are targeting OIP bushing up to 145 kg to start production and sales. But first will be the R&D type test and everything. For that, we have fixed up the machine. We have fixed up the test lab, which we will get in next 4 to 5 months.
That's correct. And again, I just missed out in the opening remarks in regards to our 25% holding. So like, are we already partnered with someone already, or what is it like?
No, sir. We are in talk with few companies for this kind of ventures and technology transfer, joint venture and all those things.
Okay. And lastly, like, how do we will be like, you know, benchmarking ourselves against the incumbents like Hitachi Energy and even like Yash High Voltage?
Sir, at present we are a BB in it, so we cannot benchmark anywhere. Our focus is to develop the product, and as there is a shortage of OIP bushing, we should enter into that market. That's the first goal. Second goal, for RIP bushing, there is a heavy investment. So if we have a proven technology with a very good name into the world market, if we get some such kind of collaboration, we can put up the plant with the big investment. This is a small investment we are doing, and our RIP bushing we are doing with the indigenous capability. For that, Mr. Ramachandran, who has found the Yash High Voltage, that founder promoter is joining with us. We have made an agreement with them, and he is on board and developing all this product.
Okay. Thanks a lot, and all the best for this new venture.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash Zaveri from Kuber India Opportunities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. So just, you know, on the new products plans that we have, I understand we're doing, you will talk in detail on the bushings plan that we have. But so, you know, this so radiators is going to be, as you said, 20-25% utilization next year. Copper is something where we can do a very large turnover also. So, you know, why are we focusing on sort of new products in such as OIP bushing and RIP bushing later on when we have these businesses which are still needing to get ramped up?
Sir, we are focusing, means we are developing it. For that, we have appointed Mr. Ramachandran as a CEO, and it is his duty to develop and product development, marketing and everything. Being an entrepreneur, he has set up the two plants. One is for the, earlier he was in Crompton, then he has set up the Yash High Voltage, and now we have joined hands with him to set up the new plant. And that's why we did not keep it into the Vilas Transport, because we need to give answer every now and then. So when we get the work from the professional, the speed might be plus or minus, low and fast. So we keep it a separate entity. He develops, and it will be developed. It will be a very good for us, for Vilas as well as overall group. It's not, and we want to be a cater all the niche component of the transformer industry. And that is one step towards it. It has nothing co-relationship that if you do, you are doing radiator, you cannot do bushing.
Got it. So just on this, is there any plan to sort of bring this company, merge it with Vilas over time?
So that's what, that's why we have keep it separate. Because we are not knowing what will be the future of this radiator plant. I didn't wanted to risk any money of the Vilas Transport, so we put up our own fund. Once it will be developed at certain level, we will definitely take a call whether it has to be merged in Vilas Transport or not. There may be a chance we could get it merged, because ultimately we want Vilas Transport as a flagship company which caters to the all components of transformer industry.
Perfect. Very clear. My second question was on the guidance for FY 27. We've given a 40-50% revenue growth number. Is that on an overall basis or is that only for the CRGO basis? Because I think in one of our previous phone calls, we talked about potentially targeting 1,000 crore revenue for 27. So just this 40-50% number, is it for overall?
Sir, we were definitely talking about 1,000 crores revenue. When we were targeting that the 30,000 metric ton CRGO we will do, and with the price of say 270-280 rupees, we will reach to 1,000 crore. That was the guidance when we got the public issue, and we are targeting this 30,000 metric ton with the price of 270-280. At that time, prevailing rate was 280-290 rupees. But in this coming financial year, it has been reduced sharply. If 30,000 metric ton is our goal, and definitely we will do it. The only question is, what will be the price? We are taking an average price of, I say, 200 rupees or 210 rupees. With that, we are seeing 45 to 50% growth in revenue. Other products like 25% of the radiator, nanocrystalline core, and CTC conductor, all this, all together, we are targeting somewhere in anywhere between 750 to 800 crore rupees with the price CRGO 210 rupees. If CRGO price goes up, like say anti-dumping duty or something come up, and CRGO price goes to 240 or 250, even if this Chinese BIS mills get renewed after 2 or 3 months delay, the price will shoot up. And that will help us in improving our margin as well as, top line. But at present, we are considering the present condition and we are targeting somewhere around 750 CR.
Understood. Wish you the best of luck, Nishi. That's it from me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddhant Lodhia from Sanchi Fund. Please go ahead.
Just wanted to understand if there was any impact, any element of export in this year's revenue.
So we have around 1 to 2% of the revenue from the export. We had a part of order from the Gulf, which right now is on hold because shipment cost from here to Gulf has increased.
Sure, understand. How much would that order be?
The same 1 or 2%, but I am telling you that export margin is not good as on date, because everywhere you are facing Chinese competition with the export. We are getting lots of opportunities. Recently we got order from the Malaysia. We got the alloy in the Chinese price, which is very difficult for us to supply from here.
Understood. And
our friends are doing from India, but it's very difficult to do exports with such kind of low margins.
Sure. And in the copper conductors business, I think the deck mentions 1500 to 1800 MT metric ton per annum. But we, on the call, I think I heard something around 36,000. So was that 36,000 for the CRGO or for the copper conductors?
36,000 is CRGO, not the copper.
So what is the copper conductor potential revenue that we are envisaging for FY27?
Our capacity is 3600 metric ton, not 36,000. Oh. Copper is 3600 metric ton with PICC and CTC conductor, both the products.
Okay, so FY27 revenue would be 100 to 120 crores, is that correct?
Yes, yes.
All right, that's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Daksh Malhotra from Adrift Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, G, and thank you for the opportunity. And also thank you for clarifying so many doubts that everyone had on the call. Most of my questions have been clarified. But just, you know, sir, jab isko math dekhte hain, at about 210 rupees per kg, with 30,000 metric ton, we are talking about 600 crores coming from CRGO, around 100-120 crores coming from our copper conductors starting H2 FY26, and then around 25 crores coming from radiator, plus ballpark around 10-15 crores coming from nano crystalline core.
Yeah.
Right, so amounts to about 750 to 780 crores, which is what you are also guiding for, you know?
Right, right.
Okay, perfect. So, sir, just if इसमें देखेंगे, आपने लिखा है दैट मार्जिन विल बी इन सिंक विद लास्ट ईयर. लास्ट ईयर मीन्स Q4 एग्जिट मार्जिन जो आए हैं गिरे हुए, या पूरे साल के जो प्रोबेबली वी हैव डन अराउंड 8.5%
सर गिरे हुए
2% एबिटा.
हाँ, गिरे हुए खाली एक क्वार्टर आए हैं, आगे नहीं आएंगे, और जो पूरे साल आए सिर्फ बेटर आएंगे. डोंट वरी.
तो सर इसमें हम यही वर्किंग देखें, अराउंड 8.5% पैट मार्जिन. आपने खैर 7 का गाइड किया है, गिवन कॉपर कंडक्टर में मार्जिन लोअर है, तो वो जब स्टार्ट होएगा तो इट विल ब्रिंग अ ओवरऑल इम्पैक्ट. बट एट द सेम टाइम सीआरजी अगर बढ़ेगा तो वी माइट बी एबल टू बैलेंस आउट. सो 11-12% के बीच में एबिटा मार्जिन एंड 7-8% के बीच में पैट मार्जिन, यही बॉल पार्क में रहेगा फॉर द FY27. और अगर सीआरजीओ सर रेट बढ़ते हैं तो कैन वी एक्सपेक्ट इवन दैट 1000 crore टॉप लाइन पॉसिबिलिटी?
30,000 टन बेचेंगे वो पक्का है. रेट बढ़ेगा तो उसके हिसाब से मार्जिन भी बढ़ेंगे और टर्नओवर भी बढ़ेगा.
ओके ओके, फेयर एनफ. थैंक यू सर, बाकी सारे क्वेश्चन आंसर्ड है. थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ दीपांकर बिश फ्रॉम CCVIM. प्लीज गो अहेड.
या आई एम ऑडिबल?
यस सर, प्लीज गो अहेड.
यस, थैंक्स फॉर द अपॉर्चुनिटी सर. Sir, out of 45% growth in revenue for FY27 that you have guided, what is the expected revenue contribution from the newly added capacity of core CRGO?
Sir, this balance 18,000 metric ton will come from the new facility only.
Okay, so
because our old facility is fully exhausted from the very first day, since so many years.
Mm-hmm. And sir, can you provide some color on quarterly phasing for FY27 revenue?
Can you repeat your question?
Can you provide some color on quarterly phasing for FY27 revenue? Like, would the H1 be stronger or H2 be stronger for the company?
Sir, what I see at present, H1 will be bit lower than the H2 in this financial year. Because at so present, like, oil price has jumped from 70 rupees to 150 rupees transformer oil.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of customers are having their orders as a comp price order. So few of the customers are waiting that this conflict gets finished and the oil price comes down. Then they will start the new order. Few customers who are getting price rise from their ultimate customers are starting up their production. So this one with April and May is going to be a little bit on lower side, looking to the sales. So H2 will be better than H1 because even in transformer industry's figure, H1 will not that be good because of the oil
can expect,
and all the price.
So like can we expect 40% in H1 and the remaining 60% in H2 or 30-70?
It won't be 30-70, it will be 40-60.
Okay sir. Thank you sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Shati from Veer Growth AIF. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. I just had a query on how our business model is. So it's a cost plus model, and if it's a cost plus model, so should we focus on EBITDA per ton in the CRGO business and also in the copper business? And if not, so what's the value addition and what drives our margins? So moving forward, that we have a better clarity on the same.
It's about, it goes in percentage. Our few of the cost is fixed per kg. So if the price goes up, we get bit higher percentage. If price goes down, we get EBITDA little bit on lower side in CRGO. In copper, the same. Like if copper price goes up, whatever the value of paper we are using, we get more value for that paper. Paper price remains same, copper price goes up. 3-4% paper is used in the copper product. So So whatever the paper we use, we get multiplication of that benefit. So if copper price goes up, we get the valuation of the paper higher. So the margin is high. If copper price goes down, the valuation of that paper comes as a lower value. So it's a margin comes down. So any product in which the price goes up, we get the better EBITDA margin and the margin, copper as well as CRGO.
So copper won't be a EBITDA cost plus model, where there would be a certain kind of EBITDA per ton that we would be looking at.
Say average EBITDA is around 4%, 4 to 5%. But if copper price goes up, you get more realization. Of the paper.
Because we would be having a better inventory early on at a lower price, that's why our margin would improve on that front. Other than that, it would be a certain fixed EBITDA per ton, right?
Yes, but the point is, you don't understand it. Copper, we don't, copper is a extraordinary volatile product. So you cannot keep on copper open. It's always hedge. It's about the paper, what you are using in copper and the process cost. Like paper cost is around 200 rupees a kg. When you sell copper at 1400 rupees a kg, you get the valuation of the paper from 200 to 1400 rupees. If copper price comes down to 1000 rupees, you get the valuation from 200 to 1000 rupees.
Understood. But I want a better clarity, sir, if you can give on CRGO business. The same thing applies over there as well.
The CRGO business, typically there are no such kind of calculation. It's like price is going up. Then why it's going up? Because there is a shortage. When there is a shortage, you always can get the more price and more profit. That's how it works.
Understood, sir. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, please limit your questions to only two questions per participant, please. The next question is from the line of Vihan Bagri from Umayo Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So my first question is that despite us having a decent cash balance, why have we chosen to go for short-term debt?
Sir, we are having a cash balance, but if you see our forecasted turnover, we will definitely require more and more working capitals.
Okay.
And short the fund because in CRGO, we need to keep lots of stocks and like right now, if Chinese mills, BIS will close down and 2-3 months, if the government delayed it to open it, we need to keep few stock building up to get the cater to our customer and everything. And for such kind of strategical purchase, we need to have some this kind of cash flow on our hand. As well as if we have to reach to turnover of, say, 750 crores, we are utilizing the same cash flow.
Okay. And my second question is, I wanted to know your thoughts on going to main board from SME.
So, as and when these 3 years will be completed, we will definitely switch over to main board. And for that, whatever the process has to be started, that we will start in this financial year around December. Because we will be eligible for June 27. All other criteria, but the minimum timeline is 3 years, which we are completing on June 27.
All right. If I can just squeeze in one short question.
I'm sorry, sir. Could you please return to the question queue?
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddharth Shah from SRS Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Shah, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead. There appears to be no response from the participant. We'll move on to the next question, which is from the line of Miten Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Yes. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you so much for allowing me. So my first question would be, you know, Nilesh Bhai, if you see, you know, we essentially a CRGO manufacturer, lamination manufacturer, then we ventured into the radiators, then the copper conductors, and now we're planning to go, then the nanocrystalline cores, and now into the HP bushings. So these are all, you know, connected to transformers in a way. So my core question is that, is there a plan there we could probably also think to become a transformer OEM, which would really help us and improve the efficiency and margin since everything will be backward integrated?
Sir, if we will enter into the transformer field, definitely these customers what we are having right now, we have to compete with them. And do you feel that any customer to whom if I will compete, they will provide me the technical details and everything? Technically, if I start my transformer business, definitely I'll lose lots of customers.
Okay, okay. So for what probably we are thinking here, we might face a pressure of conflict of interest or whatever, so hence we might lose business, and hence probably that may not be the case going forward. Am I right?
That's what we don't want to happen, and that is why we are never planning, we are not going to plan transformer factory or transformer manufacturing in Vilas Transco. We are making CCA core coil assembly and everything. And that if some customers will come, definitely we will think on that. But full transformer, we will not go in Vilas Transco because that will spoil our existing business.
Got it, got it. And the second question would be like, I actually fail to understand regarding the volatility of the CRGO prices, because I had asked the question in the earlier con call also. Like if the CRGO prices increases what is the effect of cascading effect of it? So what I understand as of now in this con call is that if the CRGO prices increases, so that probably increases our margin. So what I don't understand is that if the raw material price increase, how does it increase our margin? Because that's the main raw material, to make the lamination.
Right. So sir, raw material price only increase if there is a shortage. Unavailability is not routine availability of the material in the market. So when there is a shortage, you can definitely get better price from your customer, one thing. Second thing, at that time, if you are having a good contract of the raw material supply, that can help you. Like if my price increase, you are having your inventory, you are having your backward booking and all those things, you can definitely get benefit out of it.
Okay, okay. So that is directly proportional, the margins are directly proportional with the increase in the price of the CRGO input prices.
Yes.
Got it. Thanks a lot for answering both the questions, and really appreciate and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipanshu from Hemp Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. First of all, congratulations for great set of numbers. Sir, is there any way to track CRGO prices? Like any website, or we can track indirectly by tracking some other steel product prices. Is there any way like
that? There is no such kind of mechanism with the CRGO prices.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Like, rest, all my questions are all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chetan Dhruva, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks, ma'am. My questions have been answered. I wanted to know about the 1,000 crore revenue thing. I think the management has already clarified. So, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hardik Gandhi from HPNG Shares and Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the follow-up opportunity. I just wanted to know two things. First, what is the current profitability from nanocrystalline, and how do we expect to ramp it up post this expansion?
Can you repeat your question? Because background, there is a noise and you are not able to listen it properly.
Yeah, is it better?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just wanted to know what is the current PAT we are realizing from nanocrystalline sales. How are we expecting to ramp up after for this year, and are there any further CAPEX plans in nanocrystalline?
Hello. Yes. So the current PAT we are realizing is about 25%, and we are under the process of research and development of developing new products in the same in nanocrystalline core. So our current proposed capacity is 240 metric ton, and we are proposed to utilize around 180 metric ton with these new added products in nanocore.
Right, but earlier we guided for a 50% PAT. Is it that something which we'll realize by end of this year? Or is it, was it a hypothetical number and real fact?
Like we said that we will do around 240 metric ton, and in value-wise, if you count it will be around 25-27 crore rupees. It's full capacity, but at present, from very first comment I said, it's a highly technical product, and we have to develop it segment by segment. So whatever the segments we have developed, right now we are catering around 10-12 tons per month, which one more machine is coming from China in next 15-20 days. Once that machine will come, that will add somewhere around 4-5 metric tons per month. So that particular machine will come. So one segment will add it, and that will add somewhere around 4-5 metric tons per month in this present capacity. So this year, conservative, we have kept 180 metric ton, which will fetch somewhere around 18-20 crores as a turnover.
Okay.
With around 20-25% plant margin.
Right. And just second question on Volt. Recently, Voltam and Silchar provided bad results for Q2. Their margins were under pressure. So is it that we are seeing overcapacity starting to show up in the numbers, and is there a pressure from transformer companies to provide at a cheaper cost? What is the competitive landscape, if you can?
Sir, it's not about the pressure. It's not about the something like if you are having an order for the fixed price for 6 months, and if your raw material prices is going up, your margin will shrink. The same thing is happening with the transformer company, because earlier the copper has gone up like anything, then the oil has gone up like anything, and recently if you see all the components, including nut bolt and fevicol also, has gone around 25%-30% on higher side. If you are having a firm price order, and if your customer is giving you firm price order for 10 years, you cannot go back to the customer and say that, "Oh, my price has gone up and I will not cater you." Because in 10 years of time, your customer must have been given you continued the order when the prices has gone down. So in such kind of era, a prominent transformer company will definitely stood up with their commitment, and once they fulfill their commitment, the short time balance sheet for the quarter or 2 quarters may hamper. But in a longer vision, maintaining the customer in such kind of era always helps in a long-term relationship, and that's what is the business. So this is not something like the overcapacity or something. They are fully loaded with the order, that all few orders are on the firm price, and when you have an order of the firm price, in downward trend, you get the benefit, and in upward trend, you get hit with some kind of this short-term loss, short-term drop in a profit or something.
So there is no pressure on you to reduce your margins for the short term as well. So they don't expect that from you, or
No. In CRGO, they cannot pressure us on reduce the margin. That doesn't happen. Nobody sells in CRGO below the price.
That's it from mine. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Khushi from Radiant Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Yeah, so I wanted to know your vision after FY 2028 or beyond FY 2027, as you will get a 30,000 metric ton capacity in FY 2027. After that, how will you scale up your businesses?
Ma'am, in next financial year, we will definitely plan to reach to 36,000 metric ton. And once we will be confident enough that we will be able to reach 36,000 metric ton in this year, we will expand our capacity sector-wise, territory-wise, and we will put up the plant somewhere else in India or somewhere else out of India.
Could you quantify
that? We will plan in somewhere around 27 March or something. We will take a call on that.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman V from WealthTrust Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just one question from my end is on the price rise clause. So in the contracts that you do with your clients, how often are these contracts repriced? This is with regards to the volatility in the CRGO prices.
With our customer?
Yeah.
With our customer, we never repriced any contract.
Okay. So, I mean, what is the contract tenure usually like?
Quarterly. And that is only 2 or 3, not more than that.
Okay, and these are fixed margin contracts or fixed price?
Yeah, it's a fixed price contract.
Okay, noted. That's it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Kushal Shah from Nexus Equity. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. So my question is on the other income side. You know, so the other income is roughly around 15-20% of our total profitability. So just wanted to understand, as you just mentioned, that going forward with increasing turnover, working capital requirement will be there. So can we expect, some moderation in other income, or you intend to maintain this kind of other income? So I believe the other income would be the treasury income only.
Yeah. So these are all the margin FDs against the LC what we import the material. So that is a fixed LC that we are not disturbing. So the other income, other than that money invested from this IPO, the FD which we did from the IPO, the interest income of that will be zero. But the other income which was there before IPO on our balance sheet, and that will remain the same, because that FD is there and we are utilizing LC limits on that FD.
Okay. Because I think your IPO proceeds have been fully utilized as per your statement which I saw.
Yeah.
Around 95% you have utilized the amount. So we can expect some moderation, but you just mentioned that there will be some sort of other income which was present before IPO.
Right.
And my second question was on the CRGO prices only. So, I mean, just going back to one and a half year, your prices were around, roughly around 270 to 290 rupees per kg. Am I right, sir?
Yes.
And now it has came down to roughly around 180, 185 rupees per kg. So, roughly 50-60% moderation in the prices.
Yeah, it is 195 right now.
But so, despite that, I think, despite 50-60% correction, you have done wonderfully well. So, congratulations on that part. But I just want to understand that, you know, I mean, if I want to look at long-term average, so the long-term average would be roughly around 200, 220 or higher than that?
We are looking at somewhere around 200, 210, 220 long-term average, because this 195 is not the realistic price. All the mills were crying when that price has gone down to that.
Okay, sir. And sir, you just mentioned that, you know, that transformer OEMs are facing pressure because all the components, raw material prices have gone up, including transformer oil, metal components, copper, etc. So, just coming to our manufacturing setup, so our main raw material is CRGO steel, right? Apart from that, I mean, due to this West Asia war impact, do we see any other challenge? I mean, do that war has direct impact on our business?
No, so as price-wise, yes, few plastic and all those things which we are using in packing has rise by 50%, but that is not a big consumption in our particular product item.
Yeah, I think around 50-60% will be CRGO steel only in the raw material cost.
So we have a CRGO steel, then the labor, and then the wooden packing and plastic.
Okay. And sir, the 1,000 crore turnover target, so when can we expect that now?
So with this CTC plant fully operational, one thing is the CTC plant fully operational in next financial year. Second thing, if in this financial year CRGO price goes to 250 or 280 rupees, in this year we can do, otherwise next financial year with fully operational CTC conductor plant, we will be able to achieve that 1,000 crore.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vihan Bagri from Omayo Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, actually, I just had one question regarding the order that was stopped from April due to the war. Have they started the production for their orders? Have they started to dispatch the orders?
Yes, sir. In this last month, the order position was not good, but this month the order position is good. So slowly, slowly they have started, because last month they entered, lots of transformer manufacturers were in conversations with their ultimate customers, and all people, either big MNCs, they do not take decision immediately. But this, from this financial year, this month, it has been started in line.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nilesh G. Patil for closing comments.
So thank you everyone for being part of today's conference call and for your active participation and continued interest in Vilas Transco. We sincerely appreciate the trust and confidence that all our stakeholder, investor, customers and partners continue to place in us. We hope we have been able to address most of queries and provide a clear perspective on our business performance, growth plans and long-term strategy. As we move forward, we remain confident about the opportunities ahead and committed towards building a stronger, more integrated and future-ready transformer component business backed by disciplined execution, operational excellence and continued value creation. In case of any further queries and clarification, please feel free to reach out to our investor relationship advisor, Stellar Investor Relations. I would like to leave you with that note, and once again thank you all for your continued support and encouragement. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. On behalf of Vilas Transcor and Philip Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.